Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination.
And soon you've got black
helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that.
I'm protected cause I made this hat
from aluminum foil. To probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big conspiracy.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's Friday right here on Open Forum. Steve Starr's back after a long vacation. I think I could have gone on, you know, one of those Trout Tamers weekends, Jason. You know, at the time I've been gone. Let's see. It was, I guess, a week ago Monday. And of course, she did a great show with Bill Still Monday for me. And I really do appreciate it. Then Dave Hodges did a great show again on Friday. So I'm back finally. And I'm glad to be here. And, you know, it's been hot out there. You know, it's been so hot and you're supposed to ask, well, how hot has it been? It's been so hot that fire hydrants wandered off to find dogs. Okay, well, all right, it's Friday. We're going to have a little fun, and I've got some fun people. This is part of the trio here, the tremendous, terrible trio that we're going to have today, some people I've been working with in radio for a long time. And, of course, most of you know Etheric Dave. He'll be joining us here. But you don't know, or probably do, actually, a fellow by the name of Bob Tuscan. And you probably know his voice. You may have seen some of his videos. He and I have done many, but he's been an activist for quite some time. He's joining us. He's going to be talking about scarcity, which is one of his topics that he goes into great depths in. And scarcity, of course, is a way and means of manipulating people. Sometimes there's too much of things, too. You know, like there's too much carbon dioxide. That's the other side of scarcity, I guess. Maybe Bob will talk about that. But I'm going to introduce him in a minute and bring him on the show, and I think we've got him online. We're getting a little bit of a buzz. I think it might be coming from our air conditioning, but I can't tell. It'll probably drop off in a minute or two, but we're going to make the best of it because it's Friday, and I mean, we're kicking back, and we're going to have some fun. Probably the second hour, we'll talk a little bit more about some fun things, but I want to let Bob really go into his area of expertise, and he does this talk at the Free Your Mind conferences and various other places, but he's been an activist for a long time. I met him back years ago. We have been doing radio, I think it's for almost 12 years, and Bob has been not only an inspiration, but a motivation. And I picked up right away that he was one of those people who, as a young person, was going to be a broadcaster because of his determination, his courage, his ability to face off and do things with people. I mean, he goes to city council meetings. He's got information. He's got his facts. He challenges people. He's done it on video. I remember the 15 minutes of Plame. I remember Valerie Plame. People like that and some other folks that he's just got gets in your face sometimes and he goes to the right places. We've been talking and doing things like that for a long period of time. But, you know, without further ado, let me just say a little bit more about him. If you're from We Are Change Colorado, if you're the 9/11 Truth people, you probably know Bob, Luke Radowski and people like that who've worked off and on intermittently with us and a couple other things he's been doing. Of course, he's a survivalist, also a prepper, so he fits right into everything we're doing. And he, you know, we've been doing radios, and I said, going all the way back to, gosh, it's been 12 years ago, we had a program called Beyond the InfoWars. Beyond the InfoWars. Yeah, the idea of the show wasn't that we were, like, better than the InfoWars, but we were about trying to get people organized. You know, it's one thing to get informed. It's another thing to do something about it, to get organized, to actually amount the kind of pressure that's going to make changes. And as you know, that isn't being done. And so we were trying to do that. But without further ado, Bob from Florida U, I guess it was. He's a, you know, a Gator, and he's with us here today. And it's been a long time since we've been on the radio for a while. This is the real thing. Bob, we're here again. How you doing? Are you there, buddy?
I think so.
Good.
However, this could be one holographic matrix. And I might not actually be here. This might just be an interface with the New World Order.
That can happen. And you'll explain why and how, right?
Sure. Okay. If you would like, I'll start right off with quantum physics.
Yes.
And how this is nothing more than a computerized, multi-dimensional, never-ending matrix of infinity and beyond.
And we found a way to bridge through that, to wormhole through it. You know, we found the black hole gate, and that's why you're here today, right, Bob?
Steve, how come every time we get on the phone, you start talking about black holes, man?
I don't know. It's you know, it's a fascination and obsession with me. It's good to hear from you and have you on the show. And, of course, you know, I mean, what did I miss about what we've been doing for the last 12 years? It's been at least that long, I think, hasn't it?
I mean, for you to summarize in the course of a two-hour broadcast what we have been doing is quite the task.
Yeah.
You know, we've done a lot, and there have been many times where we've been at our best and many times where we felt burnt out over the years.
Yeah.
But we have sustained nonetheless despite having quite a bit of well, discouraging lack of progress. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges as an activist, is to not get too caught up in the big picture changes and kind of focus on incremental changes. And after all, that's what the powers that shouldn't be are doing. It's a slow boil. Everyone's heard the frog in the boiling pot of water analogy. If they were to throw that frog into that boiling water, it would jump right out. But that systematic, incremental downhill slope is really what it's all about. And as an activist, we have to take baby steps in the other direction and not get too hung up on the fact that most people are still watching Dancing with the Stars to this day. They're now distracted more than ever. The internet, as you know, Steve, is a double-edged sword.
Right.
It does provide quite a bit of opportunity to get freedom of information and to be able to connect and reach out to like-minded people. But at the same time, it offers a tremendous amount of fluff and distraction. And that has been what the powers that shouldn't be have come to rely on. That now and a combination of censorship, and we've seen that with major platforms. And that's what happens when these platforms become too centralized. And we'll talk about all that and so much more.
Right, we will. We'll be right back after the break. We'll get a little scratchy sound on your mic. We're going to try to see if we can fix that. Hang in there, friends. Open Forum right here on KHNC. A very, very good conversation coming up with Bob Zeska.
Too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering down. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. And points all her own, sitting way up high.
I wish your buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
Was your home built between 1965 and 1975? If so, you may have an aluminum-wired home. Aluminum wiring can be hazardous. These homes are around 50 years old now and using more electrical power than ever imagined back in the day. An aluminum wire does not get better with time. They are much harder to insure and harder to sell as well. Aluminum wire repair are electricians focused on the permanent mitigation of the aluminum wire hazard. Call them for a free inspection now. Aluminum Wire Repair, 720-299-4706, or visit their website at alwirerepair.com. Don't walk away from a home you're planning on buying just because it has aluminum wire. Let them help you. Your safety is their business. They are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today, 720-299-4706, or visit their website, alwirerepair.com.
Suffering from low T? Man up. Grab your rod and your wife. Come float the upper North Platte Valley in God's country. Sit in the hot springs after. Call Trout Tamers Outfitter at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com. At the end of your trip, you can sit in the hot springs. She'll be happy. You'll be a legend. This has been a public service announcement from TT Outfitters.
Rolling.
we're talking about the new boss here and trying to make it different than the old boss. And with Bob Tuscan again, and I think we've got some things worked out here. We're trying to deal with some issues that, you know, they come up, and that's why we call it live radio. It's a lot of fun. I remember the first day that I was here, Bob, you know, we had some trouble. And Jason is our, you know, he's our board op, and he's the chief cook, bottle washer, best guy around. I mean, he does everything here. And, you know, bless his heart, man. The guy works really hard and everything, trying to keep things together as we're progressing quite a bit with the station here. But, you know, I was in the control room and we were having a little trouble with the mic, and we were kind of raising the mic up and down, and it was like standing on the sidelines at a football game. You know, it's kind of like, I've done it. I said, but, you know, I survived the Bob Tuscan show. So, I mean, this is nothing compared to that. Sorry.
You survived the Bob Tuscan show?
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
The Bob Buskin, I mean, Tuscan show. Yeah, no, I mean, it's always been pretty good. But anyway, we've always had something to say, that's for sure. And through the years, should we play that as a bumper maybe, Jason? Anyhow, Dave's with us too, Etheric. Dave, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, well, hello, good morning, Colorado, and Bob and Steve and everybody else. It's good to be here on the correct side of the grass again for another day.
Yes, it sure is. So it's kind of the terrible trio back again here on the radio here in the Colorado market, Denver area. We love to have everybody along, but we've been doing this kind of work for quite some time, and this is kind of a reunion for us. And today Bob's going to talk about scarcity, and Dave and I are going to let him talk and let him have the floor, because he has a really good talk on all this. I've heard it before, and you know, one of his speeches was actually too short because the time constraint, and I was just starting to get into it because Bob has a lot to say about this. Bob, that was going to be your topic today, right? Scarcity?
Well, it's amongst many things that I'd like to discuss. It's definitely something that has become at the root of my at the central point of my research, and it's really, really simple and intuitive, so I'm not pretending that it's some sort of complex revolutionary concept. However, I think we have overlooked just how paramount it is in how the powers that shouldn't be control the masses, and how it can be a major key to salvation. You know, we talk a lot about the issues. There's a cornucopia of symptoms out there. We can start with economic symptoms like having a fractional reserve banking system. And forgive me, folks, because I try not to preach to the choir. But I'm trying to set the picture here so that you get an idea of where we truly want to go with this information, because that's the ultimate goal. And that's, I guess, probably a launching off point to a prerequisite to this conversation, which is a foundation in critical thinking.
Right.
Now, we know that the powers that shouldn't be have incrementally introduced all sorts of poor educational models to dumb down Americans, to dumb down our planet. And part of this was to remove critical thinking and to remove what's known as the trivium from our education model. We used to have a classical education system that, as one of its major pillars, had something known as the trivium. And the trivium is essential in going about life with a critical mind, and it allows the ability to decipher information and to not be tricked and lied to. In short, the trivium is real simple. It's a trivium, so three, right?
Right.
And it all starts with grammar. Now, grammar is not just using the right your or there. Grammar is more than that. It's the building blocks of our thinking. It's the language we use. It's the definition of terms. It's the foundational parts to the equation. So grammar is, hey, we have to agree on these things. We have to agree that the meaning of X is Y in order for us to properly put X through the equation. Now, don't tune out, folks.
Okay.
I'm not going to start getting into math equations. Don't worry. this stuff should be both interesting and intuitive. And it's really important. So forgive me if this is starting to sound like school. I don't want it to be. I think this should be fun, and this should be a really exciting methodology to incorporate into your daily lives. So we start with grammar. That's kind of the building block. And then once we've established the grammar, we then put it through the rigmarole of that's the actual equation. That's actually looking for contradictions. That's actually looking for logical fallacies. And this is so important because there's a lot of fake news out there that once you start to do the math on, you realize that the conclusions are based on false premises or they're based in logical fallacies. So that logic component is absolutely necessary. That's the processor of this computer. That's taking the building blocks, the components, the grammar, and putting it through the processor of the computer in order to be able to kick it back out to the third step, which is rhetoric or wisdom. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. That's applying what we have learned. That's applying the understandings and adequately using them to act and to move forward in a fruitful manner and to actually thrive and build and to teach. And that's all the rhetoric stage. So the trivium in short, just to review, it's grammar, it's logic, it's rhetoric, or wisdom is a better term for that.
Hmm. It's a very philosophical argument, but that was kind of your background in college then, wasn't it, studying philosophy and how it applies and how it can actually be used in this case for the trivium, right? Right, Bob?
Exactly. So, you know, I went to school to kind of appease my parents, not because I thought that the piece of paper meant anything in this stupid system we have. So don't get me wrong, I wasn't naive enough to think that this debt and everything else was going to get me far in life. But my folks really wanted to get me in college, so I said, you know what, all right, I'll do it. But I'm going to study something that I think I can use in all aspects of life. So I decided to study philosophy. I, believe it or not, I got a degree in philosophy from the University of Florida. Now, meanwhile, Steve, we were doing radio. I was doing my activism. I was probably spending more time on that than my degree. But, yeah, you're right. I ended up getting a degree in philosophy for the sake of using those critical thinking skills to apply it to anything in life. And it's very utilitarian in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Well, you know, of course, you know, we've talked about how the critical thinking skills aren't being taught anymore, and that's why we have a population that can't really discern what's real truth in news anymore, and they're just wide open for deception, right?
That's absolutely right. So when you have people that can't think straight, they're able to be manipulated far greater than they would have if they were using their critical thinking caps. You know, let's put on our critical thinking hats, everyone, and let's decipher what's fake news, to use the new current jargon. We used to call that propaganda. Now it's called fake news, I guess. But nonetheless, it's a big part of it. But even more deeply seated is a somewhat primitive response to scarcity. And I like to start off my discussion on the topic. And by the way, the name of the talk I gave for a more in-depth look at this is scarcity-based mind control and the liberation of mind, body, and spirit. So it's a two-part talk, the first of which focuses on a term that I've coined, as far as I know. You know, we've heard of trauma-based mind control. We've heard of mind control in different respects. But the term scarcity-based mind control specifically points to how scarcity is used to control the minds of the masses and us as individuals and the impact that it has on our psyche. And the second part of the talk, the liberation of the mind, body, and spirit, launches off from an understanding of what scarcity does to us and how it's used to manipulate us, and then proceeds to look at how we can avoid that and protect ourselves. And the short answer to that is abundance. The short answer to that is self-reliance. The short answer to that is education. Because a lack of knowledge, a lack of critical thinking, a scarcity of critical thinking is completely changed when we have an abundance of information, when we have an abundance of critical thinking. And that might sound simple, but it's very important and pivotal to moving around in our world today and not being victims of the powers that shouldn't be. All right, so let's talk about a simple definition of scarcity. Scarcity is the lack of, right? It's a lack of. Now, that lack of can be the lack of food and water, and in the most intuitive case of how scarcity was used, the famous behavioralist Pavlov did a test with chickens. Now, Steve, you know I got chickens and ducks and all those farm animals here at the
doing your own experiments,
homestead, right?
Yeah, you got your own experiments. It's called Tuscan's Experiments Laboratory.
Yep, and I have a bunch of beautiful chickens. They lay eggs for us every day. And what I found, Steve, is that when I feed the chickens an abundance of food and water, so whenever they're hungry, they always have access to a never-ending feeder that provides them with all the bugs and feed and water that they could possibly consume. So whenever the chickens are hungry, they just go and they get some food and water. Hmm. Well, Steve, one day I ran out of food for their never-ending feeder, and I had to go get some for them. And when I came back the next day, I realized that their behavior started to change, that at that time, their pecking order started to develop because one of the chickens said, hey, no, you can't have food. I want more food, and became the boss. And my rooster started to charge in and say, hey, no, I want more of the food. And only when the conditions of scarcity of that food that previously they had an abundance of did their behaviors change. Some behaviors that came from that scarcity, Steve, one, hoarding. Prior to the scarcity of that food, the chickens didn't go and save some food for later and keep that food to the side for later. They started to fight with one another. If I was to manipulate the scarcity of that food, inevitably I could even get them to kill one another, steal, and all the aberrant behaviors that we see today. So that scarcity was a major factor in the changing of those chickens' behaviors. It would allow for me to manipulate those chickens and cause all sorts of aberrant behaviors. Now think about that for a second, folks, because yes, the common thing I hear is, we're not chickens, Bob.
Yeah.
And nobody is trying to dehumanize the listenership right now, okay? I'm not trying to correlate us as chickens. We are human beings! That's the whole point! We shouldn't behave like chickens. But for thousands and thousands of years, we have been victims of the same sort of scarcity-based manipulation. And that starts with food and water, because way back when, Steve, there was a scarcity of food and water.
Mm-hmm. Still is in some places.
You know, you had to, the hunter and gatherer, Steve, had to go hunt and gather food. Now, arguably, there was enough resources on God's beautiful planet, but there was some scarcity. But that's no longer a reality. We can move beyond that, and I'll continue to talk about how scarcity is used as mind control, and we'll talk about the way out of this predicament.
All right, be right back.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Grandpa's Pawn and Gun. We are a family-owned and operated business. We run a gun store, pawn shop in Longmont, Colorado, and have served the Front Range for nearly 25 years. Currently, we have over 400 guns for sale in our 4,200-square-foot showroom. Grandpa's Pawn and Gun, according to Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is one of the state's highest-volume gun dealers. We are also the busiest pawn shop in Longmont, and we offer the lowest interest rates on your loans in northern Colorado. Seriously, why would you pawn your valuables anywhere else? We've sold over 45,000 guns since 1999, so if you are into those old Colts and Winchesters or new Glocks and H&Ks, we'll take good care of you. People you can trust and a pawn shop you can trust. That's Grandpa's Pawn and Gun, 303-772-7952. That's 303-772-7952.
Tax season, traffic, bills, or just plain cabin fever. Come fly fish the North Platte River with Trout Tamers Outfitter. Hi, Brian here with Trout Tamers Outfitter. 970-460-8873 or visit our website at trouttamers.com. Servicing the whole North Platte River from Northgate Canyon to Casper. Come target the aggressive rainbows this spring while floating the Gray Reef section of the river, just 4 hours north of Denver and 1 hour west of Casper. Book a trip at trouttamers.com or call us at 970-460-8873. Very beginner friendly, approximately 8 hours on a drift boat floating down the scenic North Platte River. Prices include in-season flies, all gear, lunches for two anglers. Call about discounts for vets and children under the age of 16. Please drink responsibly.
We are back on Open Forum here on KHNC every Monday through Friday, and we have a lot of different guests and hosts, of course, if you listen to the show, and we do appreciate you as listeners. And today, Bob Tuscan is joining us here. We're kind of working out some technical difficulties, but Bob was talking about these experiments he had been doing with chickens. And you can do, I guess, the same thing with rats and a lot of other animals, the typical Pavlovian. Pavlovian experiment, I guess is what it is, right, Bob? And that's where we were. You were talking about what was going on with the chickens when you altered their feed just to see how the reaction was.
Yeah, I mean, the essence of what I was saying is that the scarcity of food created all sorts of behavioral changes. And this scarcity plays a major role on the psyche of human beings. It's at the fundamental root of the manipulation that the powers that be have been trying to hold on to.
Right.
There's an argument that these folks came from a place where that scarcity was more of a factor. But now I would say that we ought to be able to transcend that, and we should have done that perhaps in the early 1900s, where one mechanical machine could take the place of several hundred human beings' physical labor, and the resource base was clearly enough to provide an abundance for all. But I digress. The point is that the scarcity of food and water changed the behaviors of the chicken. Only then did they hoard, only then did they steal, and so on and so forth. Mm. And we have the same thing, but it's not just with resources. We have more complex thinking. So, for instance, let's take a look at fear.
Right.
Because a big part of the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, right? They wanted to scare us, for instance, with 9/11. fear, 9/11. People are going to, terrorism, that's the buzzword, terrorism. You're in terror, you're in fear. And from that fear, here's your solution, right?
Right.
Because you're reacting to it. Here's the savior, here's the solution. War in the Middle East, more control, more Orwellian.
More terror,
yeah. But here's the savior. We'll protect you with cameras everywhere, and the TSA will grope you to save you, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And by the way, if they want to see me get groped, just for a little fun here, because, you know, this is deep. But if you'd like to see Bob Tuscan get groped, go to youtube.com/Bob Tuscan, and you'll see a couple videos of me being groped.
Oh.
But I digress.
I guess.
But anyways, the point is that that fear is a lack, it's a scarcity of security, right? But the root of that fear is scarcity. Let's take another look at another human quality that other animals don't have, and that's love. Love, right? I love you, Steve.
Yeah, over the years you've been quite a friend to me, Bob. I appreciate
it. I love you, man. I love you too, Dave.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Yeah, but I also love ice cream, though, Bob. But, I mean, you know.
Well, you know. You love it. I'll buy you a scoop, man.
Yeah, it's kind of a vague word, but I get it. You know, we have a friendship, and we love our listeners, and they love the
come on, Steve. Say I love you. Say I love you, Bob.
I have to break down, man. Come on, you know. No.
Jeez, Steve. Don't be afraid to say I love you. Anyway.
It's a word
I'll
of love responsibility.
There, Bob. I love you. Okay?
Now, I love you too, Dave.
Okay, we can get away with that on Friday for a little while, guys.
It's the Friday Love Fest.
But we get back to this. Where were we going with it?
Right. So love. That's an abundance of care. It's an abundance of, you know, fondness and emotion. And the lack of love is hate.
Yeah.
Right? I hate them because of X, Y, or Z. Or I hate the goyim. Right?
Yeah. Or is it indifference sometimes, too, you know?
Well, okay, let's look at that. So, again, breaking down scarcity versus abundance. And you mentioned indignant. Well, caring about others is the opposite of that. Right? Or how about ignorance? What's the opposite of ignorance?
Well, it would be knowledge, understanding, right?
What do they want? Ignorant. They want dumbed down
ignorant, independent
slaves.
Yeah.
It's all about dependency.
Yeah, they want dependency. Yeah, there you go. The lack of independence, the scarcity of independence, the scarcity of being reliant, self-reliant, is to be reliant. It's to be dependent. So in so many aspects of our world and our lives and our, you know, not just, as I explained, our physical world with resources and energy. And I'll talk about energy in a moment because energy is a big, you know, part of this. Scarcity is at the root of the problem. And that scarcity-based mind control is how they manipulate us. And, you know, juxtaposition, if we find abundance in our lives, if we are self-reliant, if we have knowledge, if we have that, you know, prepper mindset where we have food no matter what, where we have an abundance of energy. If Nikola Tesla's dream was able to have, you know, really come to fruition and the powers that shouldn't be weren't suppressing things that ought to provide us with this abundance, and energy is really important.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely should, Bob, because the whole thing with the energy is it's so darn abundant. There's enough energy in the, you know, between the nucleus and electron cloud to boil all the world's oceans away. But yet we have this enforced artificial scarcity of energy so we can become dependent upon them. We need to break free of that.
Well, much of the scarcity is artificial. And that's the thing that the powers that shouldn't be have been holding on to is how do we maintain this controlled obsolescence is a big one. You know, back in the day, Steve, when you were a kid in, well, 1920s.
That was 1987.
But the light bulb and the razor blade would last. Yeah. You know, the razor blade would last a long time.
They had to.
They were building things. But then this guy, you know, decided to team up with a bunch of folks, a guy by the name of Edward Bernays, and he tried to say, you know, hey, let's not just buy things for practical use. Let's buy things for other uses. Let's manipulate people's minds to think that they don't have enough of, you know, an untangible thing like beauty or fashion or something like that or cigarettes. And he, alongside the folks that wanted to maintain the controlled obsolescence, manipulated people. And that's, you know, what I'm talking about here. And I should be blowing people's minds right now, Steve.
Well, you are. You do that every time, Bob. And you continue to do that after this break, okay? So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Bob will continue.
We still have time. We might still get by. Every time I think about it, I want to cry. We're bones in the deep.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Do you remember the energy crisis of the 70s? A lot of people panicked. We came up with a solution. A best way to insulate your house, save you money, and increase your comfort. A best way to air seal and add insulation to your attic. A best way to insulate your wall cavities, whether your house has brick, aluminum, steel, vinyl, wood lap, stucco, or plaster walls, even if your walls were previously insulated. A best way to perform energy assessments and a best way to help our customers qualify for Excel and other utility rebates. 43 years later, a lot has changed. A lot of our competition has come and gone. A few things that haven't, we're still family-owned and operated. We still develop new methods and techniques. We are still saving energy and, more importantly, saving our customers money. Best Way Insulation, founded in 1976, 303-469-0808. That's 303-469-0808.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Tonight. Steve Starr's here with you, and my rowdy friends, Etheric Dave and Bob Tuscan, are joining me today. And this is kind of a reunion tour program. We're talking about Bob's talk and his teaching about the scarcity issue. And, you know, I remember a long time ago, Bob, I saw a movie. I think it was one of those old movies that they used to put on when back in the days when I went to school.
Did it have sound?
It did have sound. It went like this. Education movies. Our last adventure. One of the things I did that was quite impressive, though, they had these two rats in a cage, and this is kind of like your Pavlovian experiment. These two rats in a cage, and they were getting along pretty fine. I guess they were both male rats or something like that, and they hooked up the electrodes to the cage. And the rats were doing just fine. They were getting along. They didn't have a lot of space. But as soon as they shocked the rats, they started attacking each other, not knowing what it was, really. But they just instantly went into this incredibly aggressive mode. They turned off the current, and they went back to normal. Shocked them again, and they started attacking and clawing each other. It was just one of these kind of things, I think, that fits into your Pavlovian scarcity dilemma here. Isn't that kind of what you're talking about?
It is, Steve, and there's several examples of experiments that have been done to manipulate people's behaviors. And again, my premise here is that scarcity is at the root of it. And what I really want to talk about, what really excites me, is moving beyond identifying that as perhaps part of the root of the problem and taking a closer look at what are the solutions. And that's something that I've been very fond of for many years now. Going way back, Steve, as you mentioned, in 2007, we were doing a broadcast called Beyond the InfoWars, which was a push to try to organize and become more solution-oriented, to really redress our grievances and to take arms,
right,
to protect ourselves and our family, to have the food supply no matter what. Because, folks, you know those FEMA camps that they talk about?
Yes.
Steve, you know what the FEMA camps, right?
Sure. They're for our safety.
They're for our safety, yeah. And we've been told by many fearmongers, which I don't like that term, because, you know, I think that there's some definite room to look at things that don't make us happy. You know, I don't like to not talk about things because, oh, I just want to have positive thoughts, and I just want to have butterflies and rainbows and candy cane. No, folks. There are some things out there that you should be scared you know what about.
Well, I think we get the buzzing message.
There are things that you should absolutely be terrified about. And if you want to put your head in the sand like an ostrich and just completely live in la-la land, it doesn't change the fact that that bear is going to come after you. So when you're in the woods and that bear is coming after you, turning on Dancing with the Stars and thinking about candy canes and rainbows is not going to help you. And that bear will maul you. But if you stand up to that bear, if you punch that bear right in the face, so to speak, that is your only chance at survival. So what I want to talk about is the fact that those FEMA camps do exist. And the fear mongers watch you fight. You're going to go to a FEMA camp, and you're going to get locked in that FEMA camp because they're going to come out and put a red dot on your mailbox if you're a dissident and blah, blah, blah. That's possible. There definitely are dissidents that the powers that shouldn't be are concerned with. But I see it kind of differently. I feel as if those FEMA camps that we hear about are going to be flooded with volunteers that will absolutely want to go to Camp FEMA, because after all, the FEMA camps are going to provide them with their soil and green. The FEMA camps are going to have the food and the vaccines and the medicine that they want. And if they're hungry and they have no power and they have no air conditioning or no TV, God forbid, then please sign me up to Camp FEMA.
Yeah.
Let me in, please, Daddy Government. And those of us who are self-reliant, the last thing we will be is duped into going to a FEMA camp.
If you're self-reliant, you won't need any of that nonsense.
Especially if you know how messed up it is and how dangerous those vaccines are and yada, yada, yada. So the FEMA camps are for the sheeple. The FEMA camps are for those out there who weren't smart enough to become self-reliant, who weren't smart enough to protect themselves, who are vulnerable, who rely on government. And that's a big part of the problem already. We already have FEMA camps. It's called government subsidies. It's called government. Government is one big government truly is, it's mind control. The word govern comes from the Latin word, which means to control. And the word ment comes from the Latin word meaning mental or mind. Mind control, ladies and gentlemen, is government. Government is mind control. And how does mind control exist? It exists in scarcity. It exists in scarcity.
It's out there. That's for sure.
See,
that's how they
did I just blow your mind?
Yeah, you did. Of course. You know, I think a lot of us understand that. I mean, look at the situations inside prisons where, you know, you go into a prison and the first thing you realize, well, I haven't done it, but people will tell you this. I mean, if you're not with a group of skinheads being white or a group of blacks because they're together, you're all of a sudden in this same confrontational situation, even among the people who are in your same situation. And this is a means of pressuring people. They create these kinds of things. Okay, we got another break coming up, and we'll keep working on it, friends, and come back after that and give you another shot at some more comments here. Stay with us.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Bigfoot? A trustworthy politician? True love? Yeah, those things are all pretty hard to find. Lucky for you, at least a great roofer isn't. Acclaimed Roofing has proudly been providing the greater Denver area with quality roofing for a decade. We are an Owens Corning preferred contractor, offering our customers only the best selection of the highest quality roofing materials available on the market. Our installers have decades of experience to make sure your new roof is installed with care and quality craftsmanship. We also offer a 5-year workmanship warranty for all services and lifetime warranty for most products. Acclaimed Roofing is always available to handle any issue that may arise. Acclaimed Roofing, proudly serving Colorado. Call us today at 303-592-ROOF. That's 303-592-7663 for a free estimate on your new or replacement roof. Or visit acclaimedroofing.com. Acclaimedroofing.com.
This is James Morgan with Grisham & Associates, LLC. Buying or selling real estate? Call me at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. Our office has more than 3 decades of real estate experience, and we will treat you like family. Call us today for all your real estate needs at 720-203-0731. Keep listening to KHNC 1360.
I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Hey, welcome back. Thank God it's Friday here. Open forum, everybody. And we're going to be, we might try to take some calls, but we're having a little trouble right now with the phone. It's giving us some clipping and some issues. And but we're getting a great talk here by Bob Tuscan, and he's been doing this kind of work for a long time. And Bob, before we end up this hour and go into the news for a bit, let's get your information out pertaining to where people can find more of your talks and some of your activism, things that you've been doing for the last, it's been at least 12 years. Where can they go for that?
YouTube has many of my talks. I have been working feverishly, but not so feverishly, on trying to put out a new platform and documentary film in conjunction with it called Growing Freedom. Growing Freedom really is kind of the activism that has been born from, it's been birthed born? I don't know. I can't even speak. Why would people listen to me if I can't even...
Hey, I think you sound very good, except for a little cracked up occasionally on the noise, but you're
talking. Hey, that's not my fault. You guys, what kind of hack operation are you running over there?
We're doing the best we can. But Bob Tuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N... that's how it's spelled on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just do a search for him, and you'll find a lot of videos up there. Bob's been putting them up there for years, and he's got survival pieces. He's got a lot of things that deal with 9/11. He deals with a lot of the things that we're not looking at. Bob was one of the first people who caught on to what I was doing with HIV/AIDS many years ago. And got on board with that right away. One of the few people who figured it out and realized it was another one of those scare tactics that was being used. But I don't want to interrupt where you're finishing off with, because we just got a few minutes left, and then we're going to go into our news break and everything like that and come back later. Let's see, where were we? Let's just kind of cap up this first hour, Bob.
I mean, I feel like in the last segment we really did get to the root of my presentation in the short time we have, obviously.
Right.
And it's really simple. It's, hey, let's take freedom into our own hands, not be dependent on government and not be dependent on manipulators and Satanists to, have access to information or have access to food and basic needs,
right,
if you will. The media is another example of that. Media provides us with limited information. You know, that's scarcity of information. And that's why the Internet, again, is so important, because we can use it, hopefully, to our benefit.
Right.
When you have things being centrally controlled, folks like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, you know, YouTube, for instance, just took down yet another one of my videos claiming that it was hate speech.
Really?
Hate speech.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was not anything hateful about the content of the video that they took down. Not a single thing. But these big media companies, when we get trapped in their web, when we get trapped in their web, have tremendous amounts of control. And that's one of the reasons why decentralized platforms like Steemit and DTube and other blockchain-oriented things, you know, we can talk a little bit about crypto. I'm not necessarily a long-term proponent of crypto, but the idea, the essence, of getting beyond centralized control, particularly when it comes to money.
Right.
It's important.
And we'll get into
that. That and so much more.
Hold that thought. We will come back after the break in news and continue with Bob Tuskin and Etheric D right here on Open Forum at KHNC. Stay tuned.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own drive you crazy.